Good morning, and please be seated. Hey, you know, when I read this particular text, I feel kind of sorry for the disciples, because here they are following Jesus and trying to listen and live all the stuff that he's saying. And if you remember some of the stuff he's telling his disciples, he says, give away all your possessions, right? That's kind of hard. Then he says to them, forgive 70 times 70, no matter who it is. And then he says to the other guys, make sure you carry your cross. And I'm saying to myself, no wonder these guys are asking for more faith. I mean, in the face of all of the stuff that Jesus is asking, they probably feel insecure. They probably feel as inadequate as possible. They finally feel as though they can't accomplish anything. And so they turn around and they ask Jesus for this. And then what's really interesting is that once they ask Jesus for more faith, you would think Jesus would be happy. That Jesus would say, here, you have more faith. Like we would have more bars on our phone. I was thinking about it. What is faith? Is that like you have four bars instead of one? You know, do you feel more stronger because you have four bars? Anyway, so Jesus says to them, he almost rebukes them. He says, if you even had the faith of a seed, of a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to move from here to there. And so I'm saying to myself, why is he kind of rebuking these guys? I mean, they need this faith and so forth. And I said to myself, the only reason that I can come to is that perhaps they're asking the wrong question. I think they're asking something with a good heart, with good intentions, but it's wrong-headed. Because Jesus, in a sense, is trying to tell them, you already have what you need. You already have what it takes to get things done. But you are measuring yourself against the wrong measure. And so what happens at this point is that Jesus tries to teach them that there's other kinds of things that people do in terms of faith. And he uses a very interesting example that comes out of the first and second century. It's not the greatest example, but I think he has to use the examples that are around him. And so he talks about slaves. And he says, would you tell your slave when he comes in from the field, hey, sit down, I'm going to serve you? No, we don't do that. We tell the slave, you get there and you get in that kitchen and you make me a meal. And when you finish making that meal, you serve me. And then when you serve me, then you go eat. Because what he's trying to get the disciples to think about is that faith is about doing things. It's about getting things done. It's about getting those things that are necessary done. And it's not anything so big. It's not anything that we have to really think about. This is where we get confused. Sometimes we think that faith is something that you accumulate. Faith is something that you can store, like we store electricity, perhaps, in some of these new fancy things. Faith is something that is practiced. Faith is something that is mundane, experienced and expressed in the ordinary things of everyday life, things that need to be done. And we throw ourselves into different kinds of problems where we begin to think that faith is much more than that. Perhaps that faith is accomplishing something great, getting some big obstacle accomplished or some big task done so that God will recognize us and so that God will remember our name. God, remember how great I did this big building, whatever it is. That's not what Jesus is pointing to. He's pointing to the very basic, mundane, ordinary, simple things that we do every single day. And one of the things he does, he talks about this throughout the gospel. He gives examples to us. For instance, the woman that says, even if I reach across many people and just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Or the centurion who prays for his slave to be better. Or for the woman who gets healed. And later on, we'll be reading about this Samaritan who had leprosy, who out of 10 people who were saved and healed, he's the only one that comes back and says, thank you. These are the things that Jesus is talking about, the basic things of faith that we need to do every single day and not measure ourselves against things that are impossible. You see, we think that doing the great things of the earth are probably the most important things that we do, but no, it's the basic things. Things like going to work, doing a good job, maybe sending the kids off to school, making a good lunch, maybe just being a friend to somebody who needs you when they're lonely, or spending a little time with someone who looks sad in a cafeteria, writing a letter to a friend, volunteering at the homeless shelter, you know, maybe giving tithes to St. Timothy's, good pledges to St. Timothy's. I think that would really do good work. But, you know, it's those things that you do every single day that keep the world going. There's a Jewish tradition that there are 36 holy people that keep doing the right things of the earth. And if they ever, even one of them, were to miss doing the things that they did, the world would crumble. Maybe that person is you. that stays to the task no matter what happens, no matter what challenges or disappointments, no matter what dark periods in your life, you stay to the task. You lift and you love, you hallow and you praise and you care. You do the simple things that need to be done every single day. And these are the things that keep the foundation of the world what it is. It's so easy for us to think with all of the crazy things that are going in our world, with all the disasters in Syria and other parts of the world, with all the killings and all the tension between our brothers, black brothers and sisters, that we are not making a difference. But that's exactly when you really have to put your feet to the ground and really begin to continue to do the things that you do every single day, loving each other, caring for each other, being able to lift each other up in moments of sadness. These are the things that keep the world going round and around and around. It's easy for us to defeat ourselves by putting an objective greater than we can accomplish. And we do that once in a while when we really don't want to accomplish anything. But Jesus is saying faith is not because you have a lot of faith. It's even the tiniest faith that you have. And you know what? It's in whom you have that faith that matters. Because you can have faith as big as a mountain in anything. And this was the big attack in the Old Testament when God was very much at odds with the idols. He says people did so many things for these idols. They created idols of stone out of wood. They would hide under trees and cut themselves and do all kinds of orgies and do all kinds of stuff. They would make all kinds of promises and they would give themselves, they would give their wives, they would give their children to stone who doesn't feel, eyes who don't see, ears who don't touch, eyes who do not hear like his. God does feel. God does touch. God does get moved by what we do. And this is what he wanted to tell them. Those things are stones. Do not give your faith to something that will do nothing for you. Believe in me. I live. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will make a difference. I care. I will pursue you. I will love you. I will take care of you. I hurt when you hurt me. This is the God that Jesus is trying to remind us that he represents. A God in which you have even the tiniest speck of faith, but it is in whom you believe. You can spend your lifetime believing that money will make you happy. It never will. You can spend your lifetime thinking that power and prestige is going to give you satisfaction and security, but it never will. But if you put your trust in God, if you put your faith in this Lord, who is the transformer, the redeemer, the life-giving presence of all that we hope for, then you have the maximum of life, and then you have the freedom to live that life. It's in whom you believe that matters. Even if you had the mustard seed, Jesus says, you can move things around. Don't put your faith in any other thing. Don't believe that in society there's security in anything around you. And, you know, the positions, the prestige, the power, that stuff is not going to save you. That stuff is not going to fulfill you. That stuff is not going to give you a sense of meaning and purpose. It makes you, in the end, a slave, and you're serving stone, you're serving money, you're serving all kinds of inanimate objects. Where we stand before the face of the living God who says, I am the true God, and I will have no other. No other. There is no other. But you approach this God by the works you do. You approach this God by the love you offer. That's why you matter. That's why your work matters. That's why your love matters. That's why your prayers matter. That's why your lifting each other matters. That's why everything you do matters. Because everything you do lifts up and hollows the everyday, lifts up and hollows our lives, and gives us an opportunity to feel more than we are when we're separated from each other and God. So today, Jesus is reminding us, it's that little faith, but in whom? It's that little faith, but in what person that will lift up the world? And it's in the things you do. Sweeping your porch, washing your dishes, combing your daughter's hair, stroking your husband's face and saying, I love you. Looking at the sunset and saying, what a great world we live in. Being able to taste a good meal and saying thank you to God. Helping someone in a moment of need, picking them up when they need a ride or something. These are the things that make the kingdom real. These are the things that make us human and holy at the same time. And so today Jesus is saying, you have the faith. You really have it, but you've got to recognize it. Remember the story, Wizard of Oz? I didn't plan this one. I don't know what's coming with. The Wizard of Oz, anyway, remember at the last minute she wants to go home and she's tried to go home and the good witch says to him, Dorothy, you've always had the ability to go home. Just tap your feet 3 times. There's no place like home. And she taps her feet, you know. And then she comes home and then they tell her, what did you learn? She says, you know, I've learned that wherever I want to be, my home is right here with you. That there's no more meaning than here right now, what we have. Wouldn't that be a great expression? That we have it here. Just open your eyes to the wonders and beauty that are here. To the glory of God's presence in your face, in your love, in all you do. You can make the kingdom realizable in the little things that you do and take them seriously. There's a beautiful word in the Hebrew tradition called kavana. Kavana means service with the heart. It means doing anything that you do fully present, absolutely concentrated. Your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, your energy, everything is doing this thing with that awareness, with that love, with that concentration, which transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary. Something that is mundane to a sacramental moment where we participate with the holy because you are fully present. And in loving that thing, you hollow, release it from the ordinary and give it back to God. You matter. Everything you do matters. Every mundane thing you matters. Don't ever forget that. Amen.